The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Easter joy, pure joy. Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. He was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead. Do any among us deny that our Lord rose again on the third day? Thankfully, no one has raised their hand, so I didn't have to yell stone them. In this place, we confess that he lives, which leads us to confess that we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Our struggle is not that some among us say there is no resurrection of the dead. Rather, our struggle is when someone apart from us says that there is no resurrection from the dead, and we don't know what to say. We stand there with our eyes glazed over, our jaw dropped, speechless. They don't believe that the Holy Scripture is the Word of God, so it doesn't seem helpful to say, "Thus saith the Lord." And unfortunately, we often are drawn into the postmodern thought of everyone having their own truth, and you can't say to someone else that their truth is wrong. And of course, what we would say just isn't politically correct. After all, to say that this Jesus died and rose again and is the only way to heaven is exclusive, and that is not acceptable in our society today. So silent we stand, and that silence is deafening. For all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to remain silent. Some will say, how are the dead raised, and with what kind of body do they come? There goes reason, unattached from the word of the Lord. When reason is in service to the word of the Lord, it thanks the Lord and sings his praise and tells everyone what he has done. When reason does not understand the word of the Lord, it is tempted to no longer serve the word, but lord it over the word of the Lord. How can this word of the Lord be true? It doesn't make sense. Therefore, reason will figure out what is true. Reason will sit on the throne and rule. After all, if a body is sown into the ground and it decays and turns to dust, it becomes soil for another plant to grow. And then along comes an animal to eat that plant. And then something eats that animal. And then they die and become dust or soil for other plants. And on it goes. There can't possibly be any way that the dead could be raised. What kind of body would they have? Paul doesn't stand there with eyes glazed over and his jaw dropped down. He has one little word of response: fool. For only the fool says in his heart that there is no God and thinks that reason needs to sit on the throne. Since reason fails to understand what will happen and refuses to believe the word of the Lord and yet insists on spouting its wisdom, Paul stops reason's tongue with vivid illustrations borrowed from this life and manner of existence. From these, people can see and comprehend that things do not happen as they imagine. He illustrates the resurrection of the dead with a commonplace example from daily life: the seed that sprouts from the soil. Take the seed. It is sown into the ground, and it decays and dies. And out of that death comes new life, a plant with new seed. How does that happen? We simply marvel. Yet it is so commonplace that we tend to overlook it. It takes us to our baptism, the dying of the old Adam, and the raising of the new man in Christ. Having our bodies sown into the ground or into the grave is not something for us to fear, as if there we die and that is the end. For you have already died, for you have been buried with Christ through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Yet some Christians act as if they had never been baptized. They see the grave and mumble, "I'm not dead yet." For those who are baptized, the grave is but a portal to eternal life. Then the old sinful flesh is gone, never to rear its ugly head again, and we will know what it is like to be human without sin. Baptism grants us forgiveness, life, and salvation, that is, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. And baptism also changes how we see everything in creation. When you see a farmer planting seed in the field, you have a beautiful picture and painting of God's method of resurrecting the dead. You can think of God as the sower and yourself as a small kernel which he casts into the ground so that it may come forth much more beautiful and glorious. For the Christian, the cemetery or burial ground does not indicate a heap of the dead, but a field full of kernels, God's kernels which he has sown, which will verdantly blossom forth again and grow more beautifully than can be imagined. Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. The Lord is risen.
He is risen.